Jason Abbey, that good thing, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. We were talking about Davina McCall there a few minutes ago and how she separated from her husband after 17 years. They tried a form of therapy with an egg timer where you sit on the couch after the kids have gone to bed and you turn an egg timer over and give out to the other person. Air your feelings while the egg timer counts down. As soon as it stops, you have to stop and then flip it back over.
It's not giving out, Dave. It's sharing your feelings.
Johnny says, an egg timer. She says, lads, I need a stone bridge gravel truck offloading gravel for my missus. Is that you'd need it to give out about her, or you'd need it to listen to the things she has to give out about? I presume, Johnny, yeah, I think it's her.
I think, strangely though, just because there is more, the tipping action wouldn't necessarily take longer than the egg timer. There's just more of it.
No.
It's just a bigger egg timer.
depends on the angle. No, you can stop it and let it trickle out.
You just need more sand.
I don't know.
Anyway, did you know that Chris Martin from Coldplay, his great-great-grandfather, is the man behind the fact that we put our clocks forward in the spring and back in the autumn?
No way, I didn't know that.
He is. Of course, the writing was on the wall. Didn't you ever listen to clocks? Lights go out and it can't be saved. The light, daylight savings, clocks,
right.
Coldplay.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think Dermot's tinfoil hat is firmly upon his head today.
But apparently this could all be scrapped. And I think it's a kind of a good thing because it's just confusing and seemingly unnecessary. Sean Kelly is the Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South. And he is leading the charge on scrapping daylight savings across the world. How are you?
I'm very good indeed.
I'm
delighted to listen to you.
Yeah, thanks for
talking to you.
Thanks for jumping on the phone to us today. Let's go back in time a little bit before we get to this big vote that's going to be happening in the European Parliament. There's a common misconception that this was brought in by farmers who wanted more daylight at particular times of the year. But that's not the case, is it, Sean?
No, there are a lot of misconceptions about it. It goes all the way back to the time of World War One. When it probably made sense at that time to bring it in to save energy and because there were curfews and so forth. But of course, things have moved on a long time now and there are big changes in society. And the evidence is that it is not worthwhile in terms of the economy and particularly in terms of health and also in terms of accidents, etc., both for human beings and for animals. So we have done a lot of research at European level and we are myself and a number of other MEPs have been looking at ways how we can get action on it. And it can only come by an amendment to a directive from the Commission, which would apply all across Europe.
Now,
but we've made good progress in the last number of months.
Right. I mean, whether you're for or against it, though, like, it is kind of impressive that man in the 1800s, whenever Chris Martin's great-great-grandad was thinking about this, kind of went, here, universe, you've got it wrong. We need to shift our clocks a little bit to make everything okay. So you're off by an hour twice a year.
Well, wasn't it for World War One though, to save energy during the First World War? So it's completely out of date because obviously that environment doesn't exist for us anymore, and the same the same criteria isn't at play.
Yeah, but I love the arrogance though. Like, you know, I know it's just like look, time, we'll just shift time forwards and backwards whenever we feel like it. Is there a danger, Sean, that if the EU does pass this, that the rest of the world will go, so, we're not stopping daylight savings time?
No, because countries trading with Europe would fall into line, I think, straight away. And I think some of them would do it already, except that there'd be too much inconvenience. And indeed, even countries within Europe of late, countries like Poland are in favour, I think, now of scrapping it. And only last week I learned that Finland are now putting a motion to the Council of Ministers to consider looking at amending this as well. And I think all the evidence is once the European Union would move, all the other countries would move as well because it would be too difficult for them to have be in sync with Europe for 6 months of the year and to be out of sync for another 6 months.
Yeah, just like they did with the metric system. Oh, no, wait.
Sean, which one would you rather stay? Do you want to, like, push the summer one or the winter one out?
Yeah, I want to push the summer one. I think it makes more sense because the way I look at it, and I've had this view for years before I ever got involved in politics, but particularly in terms of sport, I found that once the winter time came in, the winter and everything else, fires came in overnight, and then that in summertime, you were waiting almost for spring to arrive, and it delayed the onset of spring by about a month. And I remember when I was involved as chairman of the East Kerry Board and the county board, waiting for summertime to come in, and straight away you would start league matches on a Tuesday evening. Because prior to that, we'd been too dark to play them.
Right, okay.
So it all boils back down to when we can play the match.
Well, it's certainly not a bad consideration.
Yeah. Do you not think we could just propose something more interesting, though, than just shifting it by, you know, like getting rid of one? Like, can we not just have new times? Like, you know, just when you whenever you wake up, that's 7 a.m. Like, just whatever time you feel, you know. Like, I kind of like that. And then it's just lunchtime at some time. And you go, what time is it? Lunchtime.
Sean, I'm glad you're there, not Dave, in fairness. It would be a hell of a vote. But listen, talk, though, about the serious health sides of this, because there has been scientific studies to show that these changes, these daylight saving changes in the time, actually are detrimentally affecting our natural rhythm and affecting the way we sleep and anxiety and depression and all these issues.
Actually, it probably affects all of us to a little degree, but light sleepers, and especially people with autism, it has been proven to affect them hugely. And it leads to depression in some cases, and lack of sleep naturally, and lack of performance at work, etc. And all this has been gathered by research done especially in Germany and in the United States. And also in the United States, they reckon that up to 100,000 car accidents are caused by sleeplessness as a result of the change, and the vast majority occur in the 2 weeks after the change, the biannual change. So I think when we're gathering information, getting more and more evidence, I think more and more people are seeing that this is a bit outdated, as you said, and maybe it's time to change. It also affects animals, and it has been proven that, especially on motorways, the couple of weeks after the change, far more animals are killed on the motorways because they have adjusted to the traffic, and then, of course, with the change, there's far more traffic and more animals are killed. So there's an awful lot of evidence being gathered which would suggest that we would be able to get the political momentum behind it to put an end to it. And hopefully, as I said, that we'll have summertime rather than wintertime.
You can imagine Mrs. Badger shouting to Mr. Badger as he heads out, "Don't forget the hour went back! All right, the traffic will be terrible at this hour."
What's the timeline now, Sean? When do you think you might get a vote on this?
Well, we're going to put it to a committee here in Parliament now, but then after that, we will hope then to move it to Parliament. And if Parliament passes it, then I think the Commission would have no choice only to bring forward legislation, hopefully pretty quickly, because legislation won't be that detailed in the sense that we're only changing a directive, amending it. And especially if we can get the Council on board, that's the Council of Ministers representing all the governments in Europe, then I think the momentum would gather. But also I'd like to see people, the public themselves, expressing their views, because when we tried to do this a couple of years ago, the Commission ignored us, and that is why we have come this route now to force them to act, because they have to propose it to make it happen.
But you also need, like, Apple and Samsung and Microsoft and all these people who actually have all... We don't have watch, like, you know, analogue watches anymore. We need to change them. Everyone just wakes up and looks at their phone and goes, "Oh, it's 7:30, fine, I've got to get up now."
Whatever time Apple says it is, that's the time.
Yeah, that's the danger. Actually, I did hear... Were we talking about this amongst ourselves maybe in the meeting last week or something, that there's some train company somewhere that when the clocks give them the extra hour, so all the trains just stop, and they sit there for an hour, and then they keep going, and then they don't have to change their timetables. So that's Amtrak, I think it is. That they literally just go, "All right, oh, it's 2 o'clock. Wait here until it's 2 o'clock again. Okay, now everyone keep going." They just sit there on the tracks for an hour.
Yeah, that's fine. I wouldn't like to be trying to catch another bus or a plane when that train is due to arrive, because it would upset things. But I mean, that's exactly probably the folly of it today. We have such a connected world that everything is dependent on what everyone else does. So we need to move forward together and hopefully we can do that.
And let's not forget that small children don't know when the clocks have gone back. They have no idea. So if the clocks go back and they usually wake up at 7, then they're going to be awake at 6, whether mom and dad know the hour has changed. Like, you don't get the benefit of it after a while if you're a parent, I think. Well, Sean, listen, great to talk to you. Best of luck with it. We think it's a load of rubbish and it's outdated and we should let the earth do what it wants to do because it's pretty good at it.
Pretty good, exactly. Yeah. Like you said, it's pretty good at what you do.
You're a sound man, Sean. Appreciate that. Sean, thanks a million.
Good to talk to you.
Welcome anytime.
Take care.
Cheers.
Sean Kelly there, Fine Gael MEP for Ireland South, and the man leading the charge. You scrap the hours going forward and back.
There's no more time change in Russia. It's an opportunity for Dave to talk some Russian. Go on, Dave. We know you want to, says Ivor. Ivor, you need to go to the podcast. No, I want you. I want you to go to the podcast. I want you.